had a straightened anniversary, the stand up straight and the mouth would be flat on the floor. And it put a handle in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
and then it put the skull shucks, corn shucks, and put them holes, the four holes all over. And we put them, fill them holes with shucks, wet shucks, and then when they get dry, well, the hole would be poor and it wouldn't come out. It'd be limber if we put them in there out of hot water. And then we'd fill them holes full of shucks, and that was our mop that we scrubbed floors with.
Really?
I think those floors are pretty clean. And then when they come, we would scrub the chairs and tables and bedsteads and benches. Had benches on each side of the table, set on the table. And we'd scrub them with that mop and bottom soap suds. Scrub them and then scrub them with that mop. And we'd have to take the chairs outside and we'd go scrub them. And we'd just scrub them with the rag and sand, water.
Now, what'd you call the boards on the outside of the house that overlapped each other?
Well, that would, the ceiling.
No, these were on the outside of the house.
That is. So at that, go over the cracks in them around the outside. Oh, you mean, we didn't have no covering, you know, like we have these days, but sheeting on the outside, something like that. We didn't have that then days.
What was your house made out of?
Well,
the outside.
Well, most of the houses was logs.
Yeah.
When I was growing up. But our house, I thought it was made out of them sawed logs. About 4 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
And they were plain on each side. And they were notched so they'd go down together.
Yeah.
And then they had a little strip on the outside of that because of that dad and back them cracks.
I see. Yeah? Point up, I locked the door on it. Now, if the door was open and you didn't want it open, you'd say, what?
Well, you'd say shut the door.
Shut the door, okay.
Yeah, close it.
Alright. So you call that stuff on those boards that overlap?
Yeah,
what you call
that would bat the cracks. Bat the cracks on their outside.
Uh-huh. What'd you call those boards? You know what they call them?
Well, that was what we'd call the batten, the bat the same cracks were.
Okay.
All right. And the log house, where they also have a batten across the cracks from the outside. No, they had them battened on the inside of the log house.
Mm-hmm.
And make it smooth on the inside.
Now, you say these boards would overlap?
Well, no, they just come together.
Uh-huh.
Bat them cracks go over the cracks.
Oh, I see.
And then, they come together that way.
Oh, I see. Now, the top of the part that covers the house, you call the
roof.
Roof, okay.
Yeah.
And did you ever have a roof, maybe it would come together? And
they come together on top that way, but they put a little cloth over that top. They nail two pieces together that way.
Yeah.
It was tied and put over that where the roof would come together that way on top.
Okay. You might have a part of the roof where two parts of the roof would come together and you'd have a place where the
water... Yeah, that would call that the gutter. Gutter would be a trough to run the water, catch that water and run it over.
Run it off the roof?
Yeah, run it off the roof, but then it has to have something to run it over and not let it down.